Today's program of Bagels and Blessings was previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. That was the wonderful voice of Jonathan Sattel from the Sattel Gallery. I'm glad you're listening to Bagels and Blessings today. I'm going to be talking a lot about Sukkot today, the Feast of Tabernacles. I've got some special music picked out for you, and I'll be right back. One of the things I wanted to share with you has something to do with the song you just heard. That was Barry and Batya Siegel, and the song was called Mayim, and Mayim is Hebrew for water. And one of the things that happens during the holiday of Sukkot is a water ceremony. During the time of Yeshua, the high point of the Sukkot celebration was the drawing of water ceremony when the people called upon the Lord to provide heavenly waters for their next harvest season. And this was a really big deal, a grand event. It was full of much circumstance, much pomp and drama. And it reached its peak on the last day of Sukkot, and they call that Hoshana Rabbah. And there was throngs of worshipers and flutists, and the Levitical priests went to the Pool of Siloam near the Temple Mount. And there he filled a pitcher, a golden pitcher with water, and returned to the temple. And the crowd entered through the water gate that was named for this ceremony. And the choir and the worshipers began chanting the words of Psalm 118, which is called the Hallel, or the Praise Psalm. And this expressed the messianic hope of the people at that time. They had been oppressed by their Roman overseers. And see, it was really appropriate that Yeshua appeared there on the scene with the multitudes chanting, "Please deliver us, Son of David," as they laid the palm branches associated with Sukkot in his path. And then they chanted, "Hosanna in the highest." And you see, the ceremony held deep spiritual significance because water is a symbol of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. And the people were aware of this as they gathered to pray for the fall rains. And of course, the prophet Joel had spoke of the Lord pouring down the latter rains in Joel 2:23. And even the Talmud refers to this water ceremony. And oh my gosh, there's just so much more. And you know, the Sukkot were temporary dwellings. And we know that In 1 Chronicles, it says, "For in your presence we are temporary residents, just passing through as all our ancestors were on days on earth, like a shadow without hope." And during the season, we reflect on how much we rely on flimsy things, temporary trappings of the world that don't have eternal value. And spending time out in the sukkah and remembering what God did for the nation of Israel as he led them to a better place reinforces our faith that God will keep his promise to us. And the promise is that he will guide us to our permanent home, which is promised in heaven. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And also, what we know about Sukkot is that the God dwelled among the Israelites in a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. And one day God will again physically dwell among us. So why don't we listen now to Paul Wilbur? This is Come, Let's Go Up to the Mountain.
House of the Lord, running to his peaceful kingdom, shouting they lay down their swords. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Your beautiful fruit shine forth, that everyone who's left inside will be called holy forevermore. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Arise and shake the earth so mightily. Send your glory all across the land. Then everything that's proud and lofty will bow down before the Son of Man. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. To the mountain, he will teach us his ways. Come, come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Come, let's go up to the mountain. Come, let's go up to the Lord. Come, let's go up to the mountain. He will teach us his ways. Over all the glory, there will be a covering. Cloud and smoke all through the day. Flaming fire all through the night. Tabernacle for the shade. Shelter from the pouring rain. When the Lord is washed away, the blood of his attire.
Come and go up to the mountain. Come and go up to the Lord. Come and go up to the mountain.
I'd like to invite you to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. We're located at 1326 North Winton Road in Rochester, New York. Our services are every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. And while you're there, be sure to visit the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. The Fig Tree is open on Saturdays after our 10 o'clock service around noon, and it's also open on Thursdays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. If you live in the Buffalo area, please visit Congregation Berth HaDashah. Their services are every Saturday morning at 10:30 a.m., and they are located at 50 Alberta Drive in Amherst.
Chag HaSukkot HaZeh Zeman Simchateinu. This is the time of our rejoicing. Zeman Simchateinu. This is the time of our rejoicing. Zeman Simchateinu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Shehekianu V'kiyamanu V'higianu Lazman hazeh. Hallelujah. Sukkot has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sukkot has come. Time of our rejoicing, Zaman Simchatenu. This is the time of our rejoicing, Zaman Simchatenu. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech haolam Shehekianu V'kiyamanu V'higianu Lazman hazeh.
Bagels and Blessings is also sponsored by Pharaoh's Harem Salon and Spa. Pharaoh's Harem has been a family-owned business for over 25 years. Their highly experienced training team is hired based on ambition and talent, and they absolutely excel in customer service and in technical excellence. Pharaoh's Harem is a great place to go for a massage, a facial, a pedicure or a manicure, or a nice new hairdo. They have two locations. One of them is on West Henrietta Road, just down the street from Marketplace Mall. The number there is 585-359-2249. And the other location is in Fairport, in Packett's Landing on the Canal. The number there is 585-223-5850. Come into Pharaoh's Harem today, and you'll be treated like royalty. This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings, and today is my special Sukkot broadcast. You heard the Sukkot song from Steve McConnell, and then you heard the Sukkot song from Nancy Santiago. I hope you're having a blessed day as you listen to this fantastic music. When the Israelites found the Promised Land, they found a land flowing with milk and honey. Here's Rivka Witten, and the song is called A Land Flowing with Milk, Eretz Zavat Halav. Again, that was Rivka Witten. And next, I'd like to hear from one of my sponsors, Odell Chiropractic.
Your back is a delicate matter. Everyday things can affect it.
This is the last time I'm picking your toys up off the floor. Oh, oh, oh boy, it just went out.
Major injuries can leave you in bed for days.
Look out!
It's called vertebral subluxation. It's what happens when your back is thrown out of its correct alignment. It causes major pains and in time may damage internal functions. That's why the first time you visit Odell Family Chiropractic, they will determine if x-rays of your spine are needed to pinpoint the exact problem. If they find that they can help you, they'll develop a care plan to allow the spine to achieve the correct position and strengthen it so that it will want to stay strong. They'll prove it to you. During your care with them, they'll show you x-rays of the progression your spine is making while moving into its correct alignment. Visit today to receive a free preventative health evaluation. Call 671-9210. That's 671-9210. Say goodbye to back pain permanently.
As I think about the Israelites going across the desert, escaping from Egypt, I remember a song that was written, and it's called Exodus, and it's sung beautifully here by Marty Goetz.
Thank you.
God gave this land to me. This brave and ancient land to me. And when the morning sun reveals her hills and plains, then I see a land where children can run. This land with me, and walk this golden land with me. Though I am just a man, when you are by my side, with the help of God, I know I can be strong to make this land our home. If I must fight, I'll fight to make this land our home.
Children were dancing as old Pharaoh sang down, lifting up a mighty joyful sound, singing, great is the Lord Almighty, He is Lord, He is God indeed. Great is the Lord Almighty, He is God supreme. Great is the Lord Almighty, He is Lord, He is God indeed. Mighty God, the Lord God reigns. When the children of God came up to Jericho town, the Lord said, children, let's walk around. So for 7 whole days they walked around that great wall, till the Lord said, shout!
Ethel Chadwick, you're listening to Bagels and Blessings. That was Jonathan Sattell with Great is the Lord. Hallelujah. And next, let's hear from another one of my sponsors. This is an ad from Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling. 585-889-7840.
Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Praise Him with the cymbals, praise Him with the dance, praise Him with the shofar, praise Him with your hands. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. And let everything that has breath come and praise the shofar, praise Him with your hand. Praise Him with the timbrel, praise Him with the harp, praise Him with the drum and the flute, and praise Him with your heart. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai. Hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, hallelujah, Adonai, come and praise the Lord. Come and praise the Lord.
Yes, Sukkot is a time to be joyful and to praise the Lord. We just heard from Ted Pierce with Hallelujah Et Adonai, and now we've got Paul Wilbur with Shouts of Joy.
Things for us, the Lord's right hand is lifted high, the Lord's right hand.
This is Ethel Chadwick. You're listening to Bagels and Blessings. I just wanted to remind you that today's show was pre-recorded, so there won't be a coupon giveaway today. But please tune in next Saturday, where I'll be live in the studio, and you'll definitely have a chance to win a coupon for bagels. And now here's a word from Joel Chernoff on how you can be a blessing to Israel.
Shalom, Joel Chernoff here for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Did you know that God promised in Genesis 22:18 that through Israel, all of the nations would be blessed? Ever try holding down a cranky, wiggly toddler to precisely administer eardrops? Often the gooey liquid just dribbles out uselessly. An Israeli company has invented a foam delivery system that will revolutionize the treatment of ear infections. Once the foam is administered, it won't fall out, and the medicines can do its job to help our kids. I can hear the cheers of grateful parents now. This is Joel Chernoff for the Restoration of Israel Minute. Shalom.
Today, over 40% of Israelis live in poverty. We have an opportunity to return the blessing God has given us through Israel by becoming a part of God's prophesied restoration of Israel. To learn more, go to roiminute.com. That's roiminute.com.
Shalom. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and you're listening to Bagels and Blessings.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shammai Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shammai Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L. And please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And come and experience Messianic worship in person Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Shammai Yisrael is located at 1326 North Winton Road, about a half mile south of Empire Boulevard.
We've just come through a season where we've been hearing the shofar a lot. The shofar is blown at the holiday of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, the Feast of Trumpets, and many of us believers believe that when the shofar is blown, the demons flee. And so I want to play a song now that has a lot of shofar blasts in it. This is Ted Pierce again, and the song is called Awake.
Singing, O mountains, for the Lord has comforted His people Israel, and He will have mercy on Zion. Awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise. I say, awake, awake, put on your strength, O Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city, shake off the dust and arise. Sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted His people Israel, and He will have mercy on Zion. Awake! Awake!
call on your God. He will give an answer, call on your God. He will answer you when you call on your God. He will give an answer, call on your God. Call on your God. He will give an answer, call on your God. He will answer you when you call on your God. He will give an answer, call on your God. In that day, in that day will He answer you. In that day, when you call on your God. Call on our God, He will give an answer. Call on our God, He will answer us when we call on our God. He will give an answer. Call on our God. In that day, will He answer us. In that day, when we call on our God. Away! Oh, sing, O heavens, be joyful, O earth, and break out in singing, O mountains. For the Lord has comforted His people Israel, and He will have mercy on Zion. Awake! 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 O Zion, awake!
I love the Lord. I love the Bible. I love the Word of God. I take my faith very seriously, but I also think there are times where it's okay to laugh and have a good time. And there's a group called Zealot Sounds, and they've recorded some really funny lyrics to some familiar melodies. Here's one that I like a lot. Keeping Torah is a joy to do.
Do-do-do-dum, do-be-do-dum-dum. Come a come a dum do be do dum dum. Come a come a dum do be do dum dum. Keeping Torah's a joy to do. They say that I'm bound by the law. The 16 and many more. Don't they know what's really true? Yeshua died for me and you. I keep the peace and Shabbos too. 6,000 years old, it's not new. Shalom did it, Moshe too. Yeshua died for me and you. They say that keeping Torah's hard to do, but I know it's not true. Yeshua died for me and you. They say that keeping Torah's hard to do, but I know it's not true. Don't say it's come to an end. Not a jot or tittle would Yeshua ever try to bend. I fast and pray and go to shul. I know what I believe.
Yeshua died for me and you. Yeshua died for me.
Remember how I mentioned earlier in this broadcast the significance of the water ceremony during this season of Sukkot? Well, there are a few references of water in the scriptures. And how about Matthew 5:6? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And then Isaiah 55:1, come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. And Jeremiah 31:25, I will refresh the weary and satisfy the faint. And it also says in the scriptures that whoever drinks of the water that I give him shall never thirst. The water that I give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into eternal life. And that is John 4:14. Let us now enjoy a song by Marty Goetz, Whoever is Thirsty, from the CD Sanctuary.
Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever is hungry, let him come. Whoever is needy, let him come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. And take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Life, freely take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of life, freely take from the waters of life. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Let him who hears say, come. Whoever's thirsty, let him come. Whoever wishes, let him come. Whoever's hungry, let him come. Whoever's needy, let him come. Whoever hears,
let him come.
Whoever wants him,
let him come.
Whoever knows, whoever loves,
let him come.
Come take from the waters of life. Take from the waters of
life.
Take from the waters of life. Freely take from the waters of life.
שלום מלאכי השלום מלאכי הקדוש ברוך הוא זאתכם לשלום מלאכי השלום מלאכי עליון מי מלך מלכי המלאכים הקדוש ברוך הוא
That's how I want to leave you today, with peace. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. And we're going to close the program out a little differently. We have the priestly blessing, also known as the Aaronic benediction, sung beautifully here by Joshua Aaron.
Yivarichicha Adonai Veyishmarecha יאר אדוני פניו אליך ויחונך יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך וישם לך שלום.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.